Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri Basin Conference call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current runoff conditions and support provided to local communities by the Omaha and Kansas City districts. We also have representatives from several state DOTs and other state emergency management offices on the line to provide an update. We will continue to hold these calls daily at 1 p.m. using the same meeting link provided for today's call. I will send a reminder tomorrow morning. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. The call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. If the forced mute function does not work on all phones, please use your phone's own mute function rather than place the call on hold. The question and answer session will take place at the end of the call. We'll open the call with statements from Lieutenant Colonel Matt Burgoon from the Omaha District. We will have a weather update from Dan Virgilito with the National Weather Service, get an update on Missouri Basin Water Management from John Remus, Omaha District Emergency Management update from Spencer Giles, and Kansas City District Emergency Management update from Mike Doolin. And then, as I mentioned before, we do have several state DOT and emergency management people on the line to provide updates as well. With that, I will hand the call over to Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon. Sir.
Hey, Eileen and folks online, good morning. It's Colonel Rob Neubauer. Appreciate the opportunity. And once again, thanks for joining us on this sunny Sunday here in Omaha. Hey, so our team's going to talk about it. We continue to watch a couple of things, seeing signs of progress as this wave moves downriver. Actually, I just came back from the field, drove a couple of levees, particularly 616 around Offutt. Feel very comfortable with what we're seeing there and the amount of current freeboard, as well as the status of that levee. Additionally, made our way down to R573. In and around the Nebraska City OPPD power plant. Our team noticed a couple of boils forming late yesterday. Met with Ken Kingston, the plant manager down there. Our assessment is that the team's got those well under control. We had some sandbag rings laid out, and you know, all indications report that these are under control. We'll continue to monitor that. And then came up the eastern side and the Iowa hit 601 and a couple of council levees. Again, assessment is pretty good. Feel high level of confidence on that. Concern still remains downriver as all that water gets down to kind of the slower part of the river. But again, thanks for joining. Eileen, back to you.
Thanks, sir. You guys like to keep me off guard. I'm going to hand it over to Dan Virgilito with the National Weather Service. Dan.
Good afternoon. Hopefully everybody can hear me okay. First, we'll go through points of interest on the Missouri River. As far as crest, I think the biggest changes maybe have been a couple tenths, and that's pretty much it. So we'll start up there at Sioux City. It's below flood stage there, and it will continue to slowly fall. At Omaha, we expect the Missouri River to crest at right at 33 feet overnight tonight. Nebraska City is expected to crest at 24.2 feet Sunday into Monday, kind of a broad crest, so to speak. We can see the same as far as a broad crest at Brownville. Brownville should crest at 41.2 feet Monday into Tuesday. Rulo is expected to crest at 23.8 feet on Tuesday. Finally, we have St. Joe, which we expect to crest at 24.4 feet on Wednesday. Please note that we're expecting the Missouri River to see minor flooding all the way to Boonville, Missouri, as the crest moves downriver through the week. As far as anticipated precip, the next 5 days, day one, which will include this evening through Sunday, the precip should be limited to the mountains and from Colorado into Kansas and southern Missouri. All heavy precip that we're going to see should be falling outside of the Missouri River Basin. Day two, Sunday evening into Monday, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms developing in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. Things get a little bit more active. The heaviest precip will be in southeastern Nebraska, northeastern Kansas, and northwest Missouri, with amounts in the 0.5 to 1 inch range. Elsewhere, we're looking at rainfall generally 0.5 inch or less. Day three, Monday evening through Tuesday, unfortunately, we're looking at heavy precip potentially developing from northeastern Nebraska into southeastern South Dakota, northwest and north central Iowa, with amounts in the 1 to 2 inch range, elsewhere 0.5 inch or less amounts. Day four, Tuesday evening through Wednesday, that heavy band of precip weakens and moves southeast, and it should affect areas from south central Kansas into northwest Missouri and eastern Iowa. For the most part, amounts should be 0.5 inch to 1 inch in these locations, elsewhere under 0.5 inch. Finally, on day five, which is Wednesday evening into Thursday, showers and thunderstorms once again develop in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. The heaviest precip, however, will be across Missouri with amounts in the 2 to 2.5 inch range. 0.5 to 1 inch amounts can be expected elsewhere. And that concludes what the Missouri River Basin has for you today.
Thanks, Dan. And we'll hand it over to John Remus.
Good afternoon, everyone. From a Missouri River Basin reservoir regulation point of view, there's been no change since yesterday. We are still on 13,000 release from Gavin's Point. Plan to hold that through next Friday, at least, maybe longer.
Thanks, John. And keeping it in the room, Spencer Giles with an update on Omaha District Emergency Management responses.
Thanks, Ellie. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Spencer Giles, Emergency Management Chief for the USAIS Omaha District. There's no change to our current operations. Our Emergency Operations Center remains at level 2, partial activation, with hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. We continue 1 to 2 surveillance flights each day and have our surveillance teams on the Omaha federal levees during the day, monitoring performance and advising our non-federal levee sponsors. Technical assistance and flood fight material remains available from the Omaha District by requesting through county and state emergency management offices. We acknowledge the difficulties caused by the flood event and have implemented special emergency procedures for regulatory permitting of projects involving the Missouri River and the contiguous wetlands. For questions regarding these procedures, I direct you to view our regulatory page of our district website, which we're going to post in the chat. Our focus at this time is monitoring dam and levee performance along the water's path. We have seen a limited number of boils, which is common occurrence in high water events. These are being addressed and are not a reason for concern. We are aware of the raw sewage issue south of Bellevue and caution everyone to avoid exposure to floodwaters as they present numerous hazards. As a reminder that not only is the speed and power of water a threat, but runoff concerns exist in any flood event. If you have any questions, you can call us at 402-995-2448 and leave a message. Our staff will return the call as quickly as possible. In summary, the system is performing as designed. We remain ready to assist the community, and we continue to respond to the high water threat. Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer. And over to Mike Doolin with Kansas City District Emergency Management.
Hey, thanks, Eileen. Mike Doolin here, Emergency Management Specialist with the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. There's been no change in our EOC status. We remain activated at a level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700 daily. Our flood fight team is in Holt County, Missouri again today, providing technical assistance to our levee partners in the area. Missouri SEMA representatives, representatives are also participating in levee assessments and site visits with our team. So as storms move through our district overnight, the heaviest rainfall looks to have landed in the Osage River Basin, where Truman Reservoir should be able to capture the majority of that runoff. Currently, Truman has approximately 98% of its flood control storage available. So plenty of room in Truman right now. Current river observations show Rulo, Nebraska is in moderate flood stage around 21.7 feet and will continue to rise to 23.8 feet on 2 July. Over the next 72 hours or 3 days, no levees in our Public Law 8499 program are forecast to overtop. Levees in Holt County are currently experiencing loading and will have to hold that crest back for 3 to 4 days as it passes through before water begins to recede in the middle part of next week, depending on rainfall that's in the forecast. So we'll keep an eye on that. Freeboard estimates are relatively unchanged from yesterday's report and are as follows. For Holt County, Missouri, over the next 3 days, Corning could see 1 foot or less of freeboard. Union Township, 1 foot or less of freeboard. Holt County 10 could see less than 2 feet of freeboard, and Holt County number 9 and the Cannon Drainage District could have between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. As we look downstream between Atchison and Leavenworth on the Kansas side, Henry Pole and Great Bolin Schwartz could have 2 to 5 foot of freeboard. And then on the Missouri side, Rushville, Sugar Lake, and Bean Lake could also see 2 to 5 foot of freeboard. Some federal levees downstream of Rulo in the St. Joe area will see some light loading over the coming days as the crest makes its way through. However, all are forecast to have greater than 5 foot of freeboard, some much greater than 5 foot of freeboard. We will continue to monitor river levels and advise our levee districts of any significant changes in estimated loading or freeboard. We have received no requests for direct assistance. This weekend, we have staff on standby at our Smithville project office to support requests for direct assistance if necessary. Emergency management staff continues to coordinate with our federal, state, and local partners daily. Our EOC will remain activated and ready to provide technical and direct assistance until floodwaters have receded. If you need to contact us at any time, please call our 24-hour emergency line at 816-426-6320. If it's after hours, leave your name and a callback number, and we will return that call very quickly. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And what I'll do now is allow any state DOT or emergency management professionals to provide an update. We'll go in alphabetical order by state. Just come off mute, tell us your name, what your responsibility is, and provide your update. We'll start with the state of Iowa.
Hello, this is Austin Yates. I'm the traffic engineer for District 4 in Council Bluffs. We have no changes since our last report yesterday. Still same stretches of Interstate 29 and Interstate 680 underwater.
Thank you, Austin. Any other representatives from the state of Iowa that have an update to provide? Okay, we'll move to the state of Missouri.
Good afternoon, Eileen. This is Jim Remillard from Missouri SEMA. We continue to monitor and partner with the Corps in the Kansas City District, and we're just prepared to respond whenever necessary.
Thank you. Any other state of Missouri? I'm going to ask just in case, state of Kansas. Okay, moving to Nebraska.
This is Jessica Sherwood with the DOT. No changes. We just continue to support Iowa's closures.
Thank you, Jessica. I know there's more state of Nebraska.
Hi, Eileen. Craig Thielen, SID number one representative, working with EMA, Cass County last night, Chad Cody, and we had a slothing event. It's minor, but the Corps on site and recommended placement of 10 super sacks inside the slothing wall that was failing. And then this morning decided We should probably put a sand blanket down. And so we've contracted with Final Grade Construction. They're going to lay down a sand blanket today. But other than that, the lake's been put to no weight to reduce any other further damage inside the levee. But plans in place and everything's going as planned. And thank you, Colonel, for all the support from the USACE team on site, and you too, Eileen. That's all I have.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate that. Any other state of Nebraska?
It's Sean Runge from Nebraska Emergency Management. Just want to echo the thanks for the partnership to the Corps supporting Nebraska and our local jurisdictions' needs. And again, we stand by to continue to help our local partners and our other state partners as we need to.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, state of South Dakota. Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to move to the question and answer session. I think you guys have gotten to the point where we know the drill. But one more time, I'll just go through it. We'll go hands up or questions in the chat. We have 34 people on the line today. Sounds like a lot of people are enjoying their weekend. That's a good thing. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. To come off mute, press star 6 or use the microphone on the WebEx app. Be sure to state your name and the organization you represent. And I'll start checking the chat and hands up. I am not seeing any questions in the chat at this time. I do not see any hands up. We'll go in alphabetical order by state, starting with the state of Iowa. Nothing heard. State of Kansas. Missouri. Montana. Nebraska. North Dakota. South Dakota. Did get a message from Tom Waters. Thank you, Tom. He says, thanks for working through the weekend to provide information. It's very much appreciated. South Dakota. I already said it, I forgot. Wyoming. Any others questions before I hand it over to Colonel Neubauer for closing comments? Colonel Neubauer, it's all yours.
Thanks, Eileen. Thanks for joining us again, folks. And just a note out to all folks, whatever state, if your principal, you know, county EM manager at the state or even at the federal needs to talk to someone at the district, please reach out. Our POC is Kayla Eckerdoot-Morch, well known in this this crowd. So the offer's out there. Again, we aim to be as transparent as we can, let you know whatever information we have, you have. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. That concludes today's call.